Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Susan. Saturn in Purva Ashada, third house, lord of fourth and fifth. Saturn in Purva Ashada in Susan's third house lends a disciplined, determined approach to self-effort, communication, and skill development. As the lord of her fourth, emotional roots, mother home, and fifth, creativity, learning, children, houses, Saturn weaves karmic maturity into how she expresses herself and relates to her inner security and creative essence. Early in life, she may have experienced emotional inhibition or limitations in expressing affection, especially in family environments. However, these trials are seeds for spiritual and intellectual endurance. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is associated with the cosmic waters, linked to purification, invincibility, and philosophical conviction. Saturn here gives Susan the ability to quietly persist in her goals and take intellectual or creative leadership in areas that require emotional clarity. She may take time to develop confidence in speech or creative output, but once matured, her words and ideas carry weight, especially in educational, emotional healing, or spiritual settings. As fourth and fifth lord in the third, her creative intelligence, emotional foundation, and connection with children, biological or symbolic, are strengthened through writing, mentoring, spiritual counseling, or advocating for justice. There is also a karmic pattern where emotional healing must be channeled into service or personal expression. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Saturn in Purva Ashada, strong philosophical commitment and emotional resilience after adversity, karmic duty toward protecting sacred knowledge or family traditions, delayed but lasting success in emotionally expressive or creative fields, service tied to rituals, healing justice, or advocating for personal transformation, may have experienced early emotional isolation, later leading to wisdom transmission. Saturn's emotional lessons here include learning to soften rigidity, embrace vulnerability, and let creativity flow without perfectionism. Emotional highs occur when she communicates with authenticity and courage. Emotional lows appear when she withdraws due to internalized doubt or harsh self-judgment. Ultimately, Saturn in Purva Ashada blesses Susan with a spiritually anchored, emotionally disciplined, and creatively devoted mind, empowering her to transmute emotional restraint into wisdom and to find purpose in expressing emotional truth with maturity, clarity, and depth. Rahu in Shravana, fourth house, lord of fifth. Rahu in Shravana in Susan's fourth house places a karmic emphasis on emotional learning, ancestral knowledge, and a soul-driven curiosity about security, family, and the roots of emotional identity. As the functional lord of the fifth house, via dispositor moon, this Rahu connects her creativity, romance, and higher learning to deeply personal matters of home, inner safety, and emotional structure. The fourth house, Rahu often signals a soul seeking to redefine what belonging means, especially when early emotional patterns feel foreign or emotionally fragmented. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, carries a deep drive to listen, absorb, and transmit wisdom. Rahu here brings emotional restlessness that only begins to settle once Susan aligns her emotional life with sacred learning, spiritual practices, or service to others through teaching or caregiving. She may experience emotional highs and lows tied to home life, mother figures, or feeling unrooted until she consciously anchors herself through chosen emotional rituals or philosophical grounding. As fifth lord, this Rahu fuels creative expression that is emotionally intelligent and potentially tied to education, storytelling, or therapeutic mentorship. She may also be drawn to mysticism, esoteric traditions, or symbolic systems as vehicles for emotional clarity. There's a karmic drive to parent or guide others through emotional complexity, especially children or students who resonate with her depth and vision. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Rahu and Shravana, karmic mission to restore emotional wisdom through listening and teaching. Ancestral memory tied to caretaking, priestly duties, or emotional burden, tendency to attract or seek mentors, guides, or emotional protectors. Emotional longing for sacred spaces, spiritual families, or soul-rooted belonging. Lessons around trusting emotional intuition and avoiding over-intellectualization of feelings. Emotional highs come when Susan creates environments of emotional truth, safe spaces for herself and others to heal, speak, or create. low surface when she seeks validation and external approval, or gets lost in emotional overabsorption without boundaries. Ultimately, Rahu and Shravana blesses Susan with a wise, emotionally resonant, and karmically motivated heart, empowering her to transmute emotional confusion into sacred clarity and to find fulfillment by guiding others home to themselves through compassion, listening, and soul-rooted teaching. Mars in Kritika, 8th house, Lord of 2nd and 7th. Mars in Kritika in Susan's 8th house gives her a sharp, fearless, and transformative emotional logic, one that pierces through surface dynamics to expose deeper truths in relationships, resources, and karmic power exchanges. As the Lord of the 2nd house, speech, values, family in 7th house, partnerships, contracts, Mars links her voice, emotional security, and relational life to profound cycles of transformation, intimacy, and emotional rebirth. Kritika, ruled by the sun and symbolized by a razor or blade, brings cutting precision, truth-seeking fire, and protective instincts. In the 8th house, this Mars sharpens Susan's drive for emotional and psychological clarity. She is likely unafraid to confront emotional taboos, power struggles, or inherited dysfunctions, often becoming a fierce emotional protector or truth-teller in intimate relationships. Her emotional intensity can be catalytic, either deeply healing or deeply disruptive, depending on the maturity of the dynamic. As Second Lord, Mars ties her speech to power. Her words can heal or cut, clarify or challenge. As Seventh Lord, this same intensity spills into one-on-one dynamics. She may attract emotionally intense karmic partners or become the active force that transforms relational patterns over time. There's also a strong sexual and psychological magnetism, which must be balanced with emotional integrity. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Mars and Kritika, karmic role of cutting through illusions in love, family, and emotional bonds. Natural emotional protector with potential for fierce loyalty or fierce confrontation. Creative, sexual, and psychological fire that must be integrated through discipline. Speech may carry piercing honesty, gifted in emotional diagnostics or strategic dialogue. Lessons in mastering emotional power without domination or suppression. Emotional highs arise when Susan channels her drive into healing work, trauma transformation, or relational leadership based on truth and loyalty. Lows emerge when emotional pain turns into defensiveness, reactivity, or emotional detachment born of control. Ultimately, Mars in Kritika blesses Susan with a bold, emotionally transformative, and fiercely insightful emotional intelligence, empowering her to transmute pain into personal power and to find fulfillment through fearless love, intimate truth, and the courage to cut away what no longer serves. Jupiter in Pushya, 10th house, Lord of 3rd and 6th. Jupiter in Pushya in Susan's 10th house places her wisdom, ethical compass, and emotional generosity at the heart of her public presence and professional life. As the Lord of both the 3rd house, communication, self-effort, learning, and the 6th house, service, health, responsibility, Jupiter connects her daily work ethic and intellectual courage with a greater moral vision, one rooted in nurturing leadership and principled service. Pushya, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the nourishing udder, is considered the most auspicious nakshatra for emotional and spiritual growth. Jupiter here bestows Susan with the quiet power of the spiritual teacher or devoted guide, someone who leads not with loud authority, but through constancy, trustworthiness, and moral clarity. Her professional identity likely revolves around teaching, healing, or supporting others, especially in emotionally intense or service-oriented roles. As Third Lord in the 10th, her communicative efforts are publicly visible. She may speak, write, or teach professionally. As Sixth Lord in the 10th, her ability to manage conflict, care for others, or organize complex emotional environments becomes a core part of her career expression. She may thrive in mentoring roles, wellness fields, education, or justice-related paths. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Jupiter and Pushya, karmic teacher energy through acts of care, service, and protective leadership. Wise communicator with a role in guiding others through duty and emotional steadiness. Career success arises from consistent, emotionally anchored service, not ambition alone. Deep emotional satisfaction when helping others restore order or ethical clarity. Potential for burnout if over-responsible or if nurturing isn't reciprocated. Emotional and professional highs come when Susan aligns her public work with her spiritual values, when she uses her wisdom to uplift, educate, or heal. Lows arise when she feels underappreciated or when emotional exhaustion dulls her natural optimism. Ultimately, Jupiter in Puscia blesses Susan with a nurturing, emotionally wise, and vocationally principled presence, empowering her to transmute service into sacred leadership and to find fulfillment through emotional protection, public integrity, and quietly transformative wisdom. Venus in Puscia, 10th house, Lord of 1st and 8th. Venus in Puscia in Susan's 10th house blends emotional refinement, aesthetic intelligence, and karmic grace into her public image, leadership style, and soul's path of transformation. As the lord of both the 1st house, self-identity, and the 8th house, emotional depth, transformation, hidden power, Venus weaves her personal presence and inner rebirth processes directly into her professional life. She is seen as graceful, composed, and emotionally trustworthy, someone who holds space for others through beauty, loyalty, and emotional consistency. Puscia, ruled by Saturn, brings structure and nurturing into union, offering protection, emotional maturity, and spiritual nourishment. Venus here gives Susan a career-oriented charm that draws others to her, clients, students, or collaborators, especially in work that involves healing, restoration, or emotional guidance. She is likely to be seen as a stabilizing presence in the workplace, a natural counselor, or a protector of sacred feminine energy within institutional settings. As First Lord, Venus defines her very identity through aesthetics, love, and emotional depth. She may naturally carry herself with warmth, grace, and understated power. As Eighth Lord in the 10th, her career likely involves transformation, helping others through crisis, transition, or emotional regeneration. She may find success in fields involving healing arts, therapy, design, sacred sexuality, or spiritual mentorship. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Venus in Puscia, public identity tied to nurturing beauty, emotional protection, and spiritual loyalty. Creative intelligence aligned with caregiving, teaching, or supporting others emotionally. Karmic magnetism in public roles draws others into healing or restorative emotional experiences. Emotional authority expressed through quiet presence, softness, and unwavering care. Risk of self-sacrifice if boundaries are not maintained in service-oriented professions. Emotional and professional highs arise when Susan feels she is using her gifts to bring healing, harmony, and soulful transformation to others. Lows occur when she feels emotionally depleted, unseen in her efforts, or burdened by others' needs without recognition. Ultimately, Venus in Puscia blesses Susan with a devoted, emotionally wise, and professionally magnetic presence, empowering her to transmute emotional care into sacred leadership and to find fulfillment by embodying healing beauty, feminine strength, and public emotional grace. Ketu in Puscia, 10th house, Lord of 2nd. Ketu in Puscia in Susan's 10th house brings a subtle, detached, and spiritually refined energy into her professional identity and karmic public role. As the functional lord of the 2nd house, via dispositor moon, Ketu connects her speech, self-worth, and values to a soul mission that transcends material ambition. This placement often reflects a soul that has already mastered aspects of visibility, leadership, or authority in past lives, and is now called to lead from behind the scenes or through quiet devotion to truth. Puscia, ruled by Saturn and associated with divine nourishment, offers stability, spiritual duty, and emotional protection. Ketu here makes Susan an anchor for others, but one who may not crave recognition. She may excel in advisory, healing, or spiritual roles where trust is quietly earned rather than actively pursued. Others may naturally rely on her for emotional maturity and calm guidance, especially during crisis or transition. As Second Lord, Ketu suggests a disinterest in conventional material values or public acclaim. Her voice may carry a quiet power, grounded, reflective, and comforting. There may be karmic themes around renouncing attachment to family identity, material wealth, or the need for validation through career success. Instead, her path lies in restoring integrity and soul nourishment through emotional clarity, ritual, or service. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Ketu and Puscia, soul maturity in caregiving, emotional grounding, and ethical service, may guide others quietly in institutions, healing settings, or spiritual communities. Karmic detachment from status, seeking emotional fulfillment through spiritual contribution. Voice carries ancestral memory and emotional wisdom, often speaks in few meaningful words. Potential to feel invisible or under-acknowledged until purpose becomes inwardly clear. Emotional and vocational highs arise when Susan offers support without expectation, when she becomes a vessel for healing or silent leadership in environments that need spiritual structure. Lows may occur when she doubts her impact due to lack of external recognition, or when overgiving leads to emotional depletion. Ultimately, Ketu and Pushia blesses Susan with a spiritually mature, emotionally nourishing, and quietly impactful career presence, empowering her to transmute worldly detachment into sacred contribution and to find fulfillment by offering wisdom, care, and stability from the soul's quiet center. Sun in Maga, 11th house, Lord of 11th. Sun in Maga in Susan's 11th house makes her a natural leader within groups, networks, and visionary communities. As both the occupant and ruler of the 11th house, house of gains, alliances, long-term goals, and social impact, the sun here operates in full dignity, driving her to shine in circles that value legacy, integrity, and ancestral wisdom. Her social influence carries an innate regality. She doesn't follow trends, she sets them. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, brings a deep connection to ancestral pride, karmic inheritance, and leadership rooted in past life merit. Susan may carry an instinctive understanding of hierarchy, social systems, or cultural history, and others may see her as someone born to lead or organize community efforts. There is often a karmic echo of past roles in governance, priesthood, or sacred lineages. As 11th Lord in its own house, the sun empowers her to realize her long-term visions through social authority. She thrives when her goals are aligned with higher values and when she can serve as a protector or standard bearer for a cause. However, she must also watch for ego inflation or being too proud to accept collaboration or feedback. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Sun in Maga, karmic call to lead within communities or visionary groups rooted in purpose. Natural ability to organize and elevate others toward shared ideals. Social prestige may arrive through cultural preservation, teaching, or ethical leadership. Strong ties to ancestral karma, feels called to uphold family, cultural, or spiritual values. Shadow side may include pride, isolation, or challenges around sharing leadership. Emotional and social highs come when Susan steps into noble leadership, serving something greater than herself with integrity and emotional maturity. Lows appear when her sense of identity is overly tied to recognition or when she isolates due to pride. Ultimately, Sun in Maga blesses Susan with a radiant, karmically regal, and socially authoritative vision, empowering her to transmute ancestral pride into community purpose and to find fulfillment by guiding others towards shared success and noble ideals. Mercury in Uttara Falguni, 11th house, Lord of 9th and 12th. Mercury in Uttara Falguni in Susan's 11th house gives her a refined, service-oriented intellect that flourishes within social systems, networks, and visionary collaborations. As the lord of both the 9th house, wisdom, dharma, higher truth, and 12th house, spiritual release, hidden service, solitude, Mercury blends philosophical insight and spiritual depth into her communication style, especially when it is applied to collective growth or long-term goals. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the back legs of a marriage bed, reflects themes of commitment, soul contracts, and sacred responsibility in partnerships. Mercury here gives Susan a mature and thoughtful voice within groups. She may be seen as the wise communicator, who holds together a team or offers clarity during shared pursuits. Her ideas are often practical yet noble, infused with both ethical direction and emotional awareness. As 9th Lord, Mercury enhances her capacity to articulate beliefs, philosophies, or cultural values within community spaces. She may teach, write, or share wisdom that uplifts and unifies. As 12th Lord, her voice may also serve hidden or spiritual causes, such as counseling, spiritual facilitation, or offering guidance in subtle, healing ways. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Mercury and Uttara Falguni, karmic communicator in service of truth, healing, or dharmic restoration, gifted at bringing higher wisdom into accessible language for group benefit. may attract roles in teaching, mediation, or healing through speech or writing. Spiritual writer, philosopher, or behind-the-scenes advisor with far-reaching impact. Challenges may include emotional overanalysis or a tendency to intellectualize loss. Mental, emotional, and social highs come when Susan uses her voice to inspire healing, justice, or unity within communities, especially through projects that blend ethics and empathy. Lows may arise when she feels her insights go unheard or when intellectual burnout from overservice sets in. Ultimately, Mercury in Uttara Falguni blesses Susan with a principled, service-driven, and spiritually insightful voice, empowering her to transmute ideas into healing alliances and to find fulfillment by communicating wisdom that binds individuals to shared truth, purpose, and compassion. Moon in Maga, 11th house, Lord of 10th. Moon in Maga in Susan's 11th house imbues her emotional identity with a regal, expressive, and community-oriented energy. As the Lord of the 10th house, career, public image, authority, the moon connects her emotional world directly to her work, visibility, and long-term ambitions. Her need to nurture and belong finds fulfillment through public roles, leadership in groups, and emotionally resonant collaborations where legacy and loyalty are valued. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, carries themes of ancestral pride, emotional nobility, and karmic responsibility. The moon here gives Susan an emotionally dignified presence. Others may naturally look to her as an emotional guide or stabilizer in community settings. Her emotional highs are often connected to recognition, appreciation, and being part of something honorable or enduring. As 10th Lord, this moon suggests that her emotional stability is tied to her ability to be respected in public and to contribute meaningfully to society. When her career aligns with her values and allows her to nurture or uplift others, she feels emotionally fulfilled. However, emotional lows can arise when she feels overlooked, unacknowledged, or disconnected from her professional purpose. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights for Moon in Maga, karmic emotional tie to ancestral missions and public service, feels emotionally safe when offering stability, protection, or structure to others. May seek recognition through emotionally inspired leadership or community caregiving. Possesses a nurturing pride, emotionally fulfilled when leading with grace. Needs to feel emotionally dignified and respected in both public and private spheres. Emotional and vocational highs emerge when Susan leads from the heart. When her emotional intelligence is put to use, guiding, mentoring, or elevating others in collective endeavors. Lows surface when she sacrifices emotional authenticity for duty or when legacy feels like a burden rather than a source of inspiration. Ultimately, Moon in Maga blesses Susan with a nurturing, emotionally noble, and karmically guided social intelligence, empowering her to transmute emotional sensitivity into dignified leadership and to find fulfillment by shaping emotionally anchored communities and lasting professional impact.